We need to stop giving God pieces of ourselves and pieces of our life and come to the Lord and say, Lord, you didn't give me just a piece of heaven. You gave me heaven when you gave me Jesus. You gave me redemption, a full and complete salvation. This is not partial redemption. This is being born again. The old being gone, the new coming. Friend, it's time to take the 3-day journey.
Knowing and obeying the will of God is so important in living a life dedicated to Christ. In Exodus chapter 5, we read about Moses confronting Pharaoh and insisting that the Israelites, who were being held in bondage by the Egyptians, take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to worship God. Pharaoh resisted and started to bargain with Moses, but Moses stayed true to the specific word of the Lord. Let's join Pastor Jack Morris in the Sunday morning service at the Largo Community Church for today's message, The 3-Day Journey.
There were 10 plagues that came upon the people of Egypt as a result of their refusal to allow the people of Israel, the Hebrews, to go free. 10 plagues. You know, when we had all this snow, I was beginning to wonder if this may be one of the plagues. I'm sure God had a lesson for us to learn. I'm not sure exactly what that lesson is, and maybe some of us have learned it, but I sure miss the house of God, the people of God, the fellowship of the house of God. I don't think I'm going to take it for granted as much as I used to, coming together on the first day of the week on a Sunday. But God called his people to be free so that they could worship him. They couldn't worship him in bondage. And he called Moses to lead them out, to be their leader. But there was a Pharaoh, a king of Egypt, who was very obstinate. He refused to allow them to go. These people were slaves. They were making the Egyptians rich. It was all this free labor. And this Pharaoh had a very hard heart. Now, I believe that he had a special mission. I believe he was singled out to do what he did so that these plagues could come upon the Egyptians, because many of the Egyptians turned to the Lord and became part of the Hebrew nation and went out with the Hebrews when they went out. Not only did the Hebrews go out, but a number of the Egyptians were converted and went out with them into the wilderness to march toward the land of promise that flows with milk and honey. Pharaoh had a very difficult time. He resisted and resisted. Next week I'm going to talk just a little more about the hardening of his heart. It says the Lord hardened his heart. It was not that God was against Pharaoh. He wanted Pharaoh to have a hard heart. That's not it at all. What it was, the word of God kept coming to Pharaoh. Pharaoh kept resisting the word of God. It was the word of God coming to him and his resisting of it that hardened his heart. We can trace the hardening of his heart all the way back to the word of God coming and him resisting it. So when he resisted the word of God, the word came from God, then God hardened his heart. It's like the sun. The sun can shine upon on clay and harden it. The same sun can shine upon a hard piece of ice and melt it. So here comes the word of God, the same word that you and I are hearing today, the word of God. Now, we're going to hear it and receive it, or we're going to hear it. Some are going to say, well, you know, times have changed. I don't think we have to do that today. I think that was for the Old Testament people. You know, we can begin reasoning. And when you start reasoning like that and thinking that sections are for you and sections are not for you and begin to rationalize, then there comes a callous over your heart. But if your heart is open and you're looking to the Lord and you're listening with your heart and the word of God comes to you, your heart is responsive. Your heart becomes soft. The word of God comes in. Faith is developed. A relationship of intimacy comes about with the Lord Jesus Christ. So hear the word of God and be blessed. Amen. Will you say amen?
Amen?
Hear the word of God and be blessed. God said he wanted the Hebrews to go a three-day journey into the wilderness. Not one, not two, but three. Now three, the number three in the Bible, is a divine number. It speaks of divinity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. God spoke to Pharaoh through Moses and said it must be a divine journey, something spiritual, something divine, anointed of the Holy Spirit, prophesying of the triune Godhead and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It must be a three-day journey into the wilderness. Now, we're going to look at the screen, and we're going to see the conversation that Moses had with Pharaoh. Pharaoh says, read it with me, "Go sacrifice here in the land." Moses rejoins, "That would not be right. We must take a three-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God as he commands us." Now, God has a plan. We are to follow his plan. Even he has a plan for worship. Even the plan for worship is the singing of hymns, the word of God, prayer, water baptism by immersion, the Lord's Supper. We are to participate in what God says. None of us are to say, "That I won't do, this I will do." We are to be God's people, and Moses said, "We will go into the wilderness," even though it goes against the Egyptians, even though Pharaoh objects. It is a command of God, and I will do it. Listen, nothing's going to happen to you or hurt you when you obey God's command. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Obey God, you'll be safe. But you start putting reasoning to it, doubt will come in, you will draw back, and you will miss obeying the command of God. So let's obey God. And in obeying God, God will be honored. Your life will be blessed. The Lord's name will be praised. Bless him forevermore.
Amen.
So Pharaoh says, "Go sacrifice in the land. Stay here in Egypt, the land of slavery, the land of bondage, the land that has made you miserable. You've had taskmasters. Just stay here and worship the Lord. Stay in bondage and worship God. Stay in misery and worship God." It's like saying to somebody, "You don't have to really be born again. You don't have to get all that excited about church. You don't have to go overboard with this religion. Go ahead and you can go to church, but, you know, you indulge in alcohol once in a while, and, you know, that's okay. And, you know, just stay in the land. Don't change your lifestyle at all. Just stay where you are. Live like you've been living. Have the same troubles you've been having. Just stay in the land." Moses said, "That wouldn't be right. I can't live a sinful life and still worship God. I must repent. I must turn from my wicked way. I must give my heart to the Lord." Now, the word repent is very seldom used anymore, even in churches. Turning away. People don't feel they have to turn away from anything. "I'm an American. I'm civilized. I'm cultured. I'm educated. I'm a nice person. I'm a good neighbor. I take care of my family. Why not go to church once in a while? There's nothing to repent of." And yet our hearts are not right with God. And this is what Pharaoh was saying to the Egyptians. Just be the kind of person you are. Stay where you are. You're okay where you are. Worship God in the land. Pharaoh said, "That's not right. You can't do it that way. We must take a three-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices," or meaning to worship our Lord as he commands us. Now the scripture says the Jews were talking to Jesus on one occasion, and Jesus said, "The Son of Man must be crucified, must die, be buried, the third day raise again, be raised again. He must go into the earth and be dead for how many days?
3 days.
Say it again.
3 days.
There's that number three again. Jesus goes to the cross, takes our sins in his body on the tree, his broken body, his shed blood, our sins, the very sins that we are to repent and turn away from, he takes them. He takes them. And when we confess to him, those sins leave us and go to the cross, even though the cross is behind us now. And then Jesus goes into the grave. He said on one occasion, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I'll raise it up again. On one occasion, when he said that, he repeatedly kept telling the people, 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. Peter said, oh, no, Lord, that's not going to happen to you. Jesus turned and rebuked him. It has to be like God says, and I have to obey. And when I do, I'm a free man. In that moment, God's people has been set free. Let my people go. But my people, or God's people, sometimes will not allow themselves to go. They will pick a service apart and analyze it. And to the extent that there is no joy, there's no divinity, there's no faith, there's no sensation of God's nearness. Friend, let's be children. Let's say, what does God say? I'm going to do it. I'm not going to analyze it to death. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to obey, and I'm going to receive the blessing of the Lord.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message following this important invitation. Are you a Christian single in need of direction or encouragement as you face life's challenges alone? The Largo Community Church and the Healing Word Ministries are hosting a one-day workshop on Saturday, March 14th, starting at 9 a.m. that is designed for you. Join Dr. Clarence Schuler, who has conducted marriage and single seminars for over 35 years, as he leads this fun and informative one-day event, dealing with topics that include healing a broken heart, I've been lonely for too long, friendship, dating, and marriage, and many more. It's simple to register. Just go to largocc.org. Again, that address is largocc.org. Or you can call the Largo Community Church office at 301-249-2255. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
All right, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 8. Look at what Pharaoh said. A plague came. We look at Pharaoh, and it now appears as though his heart is going to start becoming soft. This is what he says. He's going to compromise. Come on, read it. I will let you go, but you must not go very far. Oh, my. Moses is firm that Israel must take a three-day journey. I'll go, but you can't go very far. In other words, the world will say, go ahead and go to church, but don't get too wrapped up in it. You don't have to go every Sunday. You don't have to do all those things. You don't have to become fanatical about it. Just go, but just don't go very far into it. Don't get too deep into spiritual things. Enjoy it. Go to the socials. Have some fun, meet some new people, but this idea of getting too far, too deep. You know, there's a scripture in the Old Testament that says that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and God said to Lot and his wife, don't look back. Didn't he say that? She had to look back, didn't she? She just had to look back. Why did she have to look back? There's an allurement from the world. There are some things, yes, there are some things that when you give your heart to the Lord and start serving God, some things and some friends you may miss. But you can't have Jesus and the world at the same time. You just can't have both. You can't be in the world, but you must not be of the world. Friend, you get with the wrong crowd, you don't convert them, they convert you right back again. And this is exactly what Pharaoh was saying. Go ahead, but don't go too far. Isn't that what he was saying? Just go a little ways. Don't go too far. The Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Now, what's he talking about? He said, as Christ was crucified, Christ died. That's what crucifixion is. And this is what he is saying. I have died with Christ. When I come to this altar, this means I am a dead person to the old former life and lifestyle. I am dead to that. It doesn't influence me anymore. It has lost its attraction. It's a lost, it's allurement. I am dead to all of those things that I used to participate in and think I was enjoying. Now go up to a dead person. This is where we usually put dead people when they have a funeral, right here, right? So I come up to a dead person, and I look at that dead person, and I say, I can't insult that dead person. I'll tell him, boy, you're an ugly man. I never did like you. You're no good. What's he do? Does his face turn color? Does he get mad? I could take I shouldn't hold this. A pornography magazine and turn it over and show him all the pictures. Does he get excited and turned on? Why? He's dead. That's what Paul was saying. I am crucified with Christ. I've gone all the way. I've given my heart to him. My heart now is alive unto Jesus and dead unto the world. And the world doesn't allure me anymore. This is what Pharaoh is saying. Don't go too far, because I know if you're still close enough, I can still get a hold of you and get you wandering back this way again. Okay, now we're going to go to another plague comes. We're going to go to chapter 10. All right, read it with me. But just who will be going? Pharaoh only wanted the men to go and worship. So now he's talking. We think he's beginning to vacillate just a little bit. All right, now read the answer that Moses gave to him. We will go with our young and old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds, because we are to celebrate a festival to the Lord. You see, Pharaoh just did not understand household redemption. He didn't understand that. This is what we're doing here on the 27th and the 28th. We're talking about household religion, household redemption. Joshua said, as for me and my house. Amen. Now there's a man of God. Yes. We will serve the Lord. I've heard men, I've heard women, at least I think I have, they'll say something like this. Well, I can't speak for my wife. I can't speak for my husband. I can't speak for my children. Friend, Joshua knew that his wife was a child of God. He knew that woman. There was a plumber that came to my house just a few days ago. Oh, we got a leak, you know, the pipe broke and it was leaking. And he was telling me that how he had given his heart to the Lord. And then he speaks not only for himself, but for his wife. He said to me, he said, my wife is really a Christian lady. She is the one that has lived this life. And he began to talk about his wife. He could speak for her. He could tell me she's going to live the life. She's going to obey the Lord. She's going to do God's will. He knew that woman. He knew that her heart belonged to Jesus. He could speak for her. Now, this is exactly what Joshua was saying. He could speak for his wife. He could speak for his children. He said, my house serves the Lord. My wife serves the Lord. I serve the Lord. My children serve the Lord. And when Paul the apostle was baptizing the Philippian jailer, Paul said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And what else? And thy house. Friend, this is household religion. This is household redemption. And this is what Moses said. Hey, we're going to go. We're going to go all the way. We're going to go with our young, with our old, with our sons, with our daughters. We're going to go all the way. You see, my wife and I are one flesh. It's going to be, and I pray for the people who are in a divided household with one spouse a Christian and the other spouse not a Christian. That has to be a difficult time. It's just like half of you is missing. And this is what Moses was saying. For me to go into the wilderness and to take the men with us, well, half of us would be missing. Because when God made Adam, he took Adam's own flesh, and a part of Adam became Eve. She's a part of me. I'm a part of her. We're one together. I can't go without her. I can't go and leave her. And the same with my children. They have my genes. Our children are the result of the love that my wife and I have between one another. Pharaoh, you just don't get it, do you? He didn't get it. This is household religion. It's not for me to go to church and then say, well, I'm going to just let my children do what they want to do. Well, some people not maybe saying that, but they're doing that. A lot are doing that. But we're going to claim our home and every member in our house for the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All for Jesus. All for Jesus. We're giving all to Jesus Christ. All right, let's go to the very next one. We're going to go to another one. Exodus 10, 24. Read it together. Pharaoh says, only leave your flocks and herds behind. Not a hoof, say it, read it, not a hoof is to be left behind. Not a hoof. Now you talk about a man that had made up his mind. A man who knew the command of God, Moses knew. And most of us also know. And it's time that we turn to God with all of our heart and stop pretending that we don't know and stop trying to rationalize what we do know. What was it? Who was it? It was Mark Twain said, it's not what I don't know about the Bible that bothers me. It's what I do know about the Bible that bothers me. Now, when he said, not a hoof shall be left behind, what he was saying was, even my possessions belong to the Lord. My possessions have also taken a three-day journey. My wife has taken a three-day journey. My children have taken a three-day journey. Now, you talk about my possessions, they belong to the Lord. We need to stop giving God pieces of ourselves and pieces of our life and come to the Lord and say, Lord, you didn't give me just a piece of heaven. You gave me heaven when you gave me Jesus. You gave me redemption, a full and complete salvation. This is not partial redemption. This is being born again. The old being gone, the new coming. Friend, it's time to take the three-day journey.
Are you ready to take your three-day journey and trust the Lord with all you have? God is faithful, and His love for us is boundless. So I invite you to reach out to Him in prayer and take that leap of faith in giving everything over to Him. In His infinite wisdom, God already knows our situations and is waiting to reach out and take control, working all things together for good. Moses demonstrated his faith in God in standing firm and not wavering in front of Pharaoh, and we can do the same thing through the power of the Lord. We invite you to join us in worship this Sunday at either the 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock service to experience a wonderful fellowship of believers and faith-building messages based on God's Word that is sure to encourage your faith and spiritual formation in Christ. The church is located at 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland. For more information, visit our website at largocc.org. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. You can also mail a check made out to The Healing Word to 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland, 20721. When you contact us, Pastor Morris will return a note of thanks and will lift your name up in prayer to God with heartfelt thanks and appreciation. Be sure to tune in tomorrow at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.